This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. I have an email from Arjun, USA Prepares instructor. And dear Vince, I think there's something wrong with the live online feed for USA Prepares. When I hit play, it does not play. I'm seeing this happen from in the past 3 days. I've tested two browsers separately. That's the end of the email. I do not know the answer. I do not know the answer. So, Jason, hopefully you've heard that. Is there something wrong with our online feed at USA Prepares? Is it the storm? Maybe it's something in West Virginia. I don't listen to the radio, so this is something that I just learned. So that's what Arjun said. So I wanted to share that with you. And I got an email from Gretchen. And she said, whether you can, this is just part of the email, whether you can answer this question or not, thank you for your educational and entertaining USA Prepares. I am still waiting for the book. You could publish it in more than one volume, you know. I know you keep thinking of things to add to it, but just publish part of it. Then later, publish more. We'll be on the edge of our seats waiting for the next installment of tips from Vincent's books. Just a thought. Hey, it would make a good textbook for class, too. Thank you again for all your good advice. Sincerely, Gretchen. Gretchen, it's more than, I don't know how to say this. It's a vast undertaking, this book. And I'm trying to keep the farm afloat. I'm trying to stay on the air. It's rough. It's extremely rough here at the farm. I'm just keeping the farm with the engineered weather, the modified weather, the life and death situations that we're encountering. It's so cold that our heating system it was 51 degrees in the house, 51, and that was with our wood stove, and it's a closed cell foam insulation, and I mean all the things that you would do to reduce the heat loss, sheets and blankets on the windows. I'm talking about, we pulled out the stops. It's still 51 degrees because it was minus 7 here in the engineered storm center of the United States of America. It's pretty bad. And I'm thinking millions of animals have died. So, yeah, I would love to publish it. There's nothing that, it's one of the things I'd really like to do, and that would be to have this task, off the list. But I don't see it happening in the next couple of weeks, that's for sure. So, Gwyneth, Gretchen, thank you for your advice. Now, Gwyneth, you sent me an email, something akin to this, didn't you? On your side of the equation?
Yeah, we've had not freezing cold, we've had baking heat. We've had, and that's totally normal for this time of year in Australia, for there to be this sort of intense heat. But I think that people need to realise that these weather events are engineered to make them worse, but they're not out of the realm of weather events that the USA experiences. And we know that from early pioneer records, early settler records. We know that from the American Indians who have been here for thousands of years. And they say, yeah, once in a generation we get this sort of blizzard come through. And sometimes they can last up to a month. So this isn't even the worst of it. I mean, I think we've had it so far for about five days, maybe. But they can last from 3 to 4 weeks. According to the settlers' records, you know, the early pioneers, and according to the Native Americans, that is the sort of climate that we live in. But that's not to say that the government hasn't worked very hard to make what would have been a regular winter blizzard into something far more catastrophic. But people have to, they have to be aware and realize that these sorts of extreme weather events happen. Whether it is intense heat, whether it is absolute freezing cold, probably, or whether it's flood, probably somewhere where you are, there is going to be some sort of weather event that strikes once in a generation. And the last time that you had this sort of weather event, I think was back in the 1970s, actually, because you had a series of storm systems go through back in the 1970s. And it was called the Quebec Ice Storm, okay? That was because it happened to particularly severely affect Quebec and Canada. But they had this, it actually became quite famous because it was the start of a scientific research study into effects of trauma on unborn children and newly born children. And that became quite famous. It was called Project Verglas. And all the Verglas babies now are about my age. Verglas in French means it means ice storm or glass storm, crystal storm. Because basically all the roads turned to ice. Quebec was cut off for weeks. And it was quite catastrophic. They lost their electricity and dozens and dozens of people died. I can't remember exactly how many, but there were about, you were talking about your cattle and about how they miscarried. Well, there were about 70 women, and they all went into labor in Quebec because of the ice storm, because their bodies decided that the baby has to be out, got to save the life of another. That was the biology behind it. But some of those babies, probably about 70 of them, survived. And they have been tracked all through their lives. They're all about my age. I think that the third last storm was in 1975, from memory. But it became quite a famous study. It's been repeatedly referenced with regards to child welfare and environmental science, which are two areas that I'm very interested in studying the history of. And it made those kids, their hearts, as they grew up, their heart walls were actually thicker. That's one thing that they found out about the Verglas children. And the reason was, it was an epigenetic feature where their hearts became, literally, the heart walls became stronger and thicker, and so that they could just cope with the stress of what was going on. And you've got to be aware that when these sorts of events happen, But there are going to be a lot of people survive. But there's going to be a lot of people die, rather. But there's also going to be a lot of survivors, and the survivors are the ones who have their epigenetic triggers triggered for the sake of survival. Like, for instance, you know, my sons, they were in the town up the road, and they were going to come over on Christmas Day, but Christmas afternoon was rolling along, and the boys weren't here, so I went and I checked my cell phone, and I got a text message from one of my sons. They said, "Hey, Mum, we're coming over tomorrow morning because it's too hot." And I went, "Oh, now, you are into motor mechanics. You understand the problems that can be if you are driving a motor vehicle in these sorts of intense, in excess of 40 degrees centigrade heat. And if your car breaks down in this sort of heat, you better make sure that, and you're on a country road miles from anywhere, you better make sure that you have some water, water bottles, lots of water. Because, you know, it might be hot outside the car, but it's going to be a lot hotter in the car. And if you're ever in that situation where you're broken down on the side of the road, in the sort of intense heat you get here in the Australian summer, the best thing to do is to sit in the shade until the day cools down and then go and try and see if you can do something. Because trying to do anything in the heat of the day is just stupid. You'll cook your brain, literally. You won't be able to think straight. It's best to just lie down, take a nap, maybe, have a drink of water, but preferably not gulping it, preferably sipping it and stretching it out. And when the day has cooled down, probably your motor had cooled down as well, and then try and start it. Maybe it was just a bit overheated. Maybe it was. Or, you know, at least if it is some sort of deeper problem, then you've got more of a chance of thinking clearly to sort it out when your brain is not hot. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, that's what they do in Mexico. That's what, they have siestas during the heat of the day. It's too hot.
You don't want to do anything. And that's what I've been doing the last few days. I've been doing most of my farm work in the morning and in the evening. And in the middle of the day, I'm walking around my garden, moving the hose from garden bed to garden bed to garden bed, and then going across and filling up the gravity tank on the top of the dam wall. And then doing some more garden work. This is very low energy, but very necessary. That's and going sleep for a while, maybe for a half an hour or an hour.
Yeah.
But that's what they do. And there's a good reason for that. Jake was not to do anything else.
The IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us, and she's talking about the storm of the century, as it was called. Back in the 70s, and that was a storm that hit Quebec, Canada, and also Montreal. I happened to be in that area a couple years later. I mean, just a couple years later, and there was another storm. It was almost of the same magnitude, and this storm caused there was a whiteout, icy roads, and this is upstate New York where people are used to driving. In the snow. This is in the snow belt. And the lake effect is there. And there was a 100-car pileup. It was a record. 100 cars smashed into each other, cars and trucks. And it took days to clear out the wreckage. I wasn't on the interstate. That would be Interstate 81 at the time. I was not on the interstate. I didn't do stupid things like that. Now, I've certainly driven on Interstate 81, but not during those kinds of conditions. That's nuts. So, you know, one guy loses control, another guy crashes into him, and then pretty soon it's 98 more. And it's always the same reason. I don't care what anybody says, mechanical failure. It's literally driving too fast for the conditions. And people say, you know, everything was fine, and then I couldn't see. Well, you're going too fast. It's as simple as that. Driving too fast for conditions. And if your tires aren't all that good and you're driving fast, that's driving too fast for conditions. The conditions of the tires, the conditions of the road. And we said it right here at USA Prepares. We said, don't go out, don't go out, don't go out, don't travel frivolously during the storm that we just had. We said it before the storm. We said that there were going to be people dead. And it happened. And the police, they locked down Buffalo, New York. The police said no travel, travel ban. They said on Friday. It was a little late. But then there's stupid people on the roads. Southwest Airlines hasn't recovered. People can't figure out where their baggage is. They're stranded. And, you know, some people missed things. Stupid things. Like they were flying to get to a cruise. What a stupid idea that is. Imagine that. People paying money to be trapped on a ship that goes where? It's not necessary. It's wasting resources. It's polluting the planet. It's putting everybody at risk, including the turtles, the sea turtles, and the dolphins, and the whales that get beat up by the propellers of these ships that are not necessary. None of it's necessary. It's wasteful. It's extravagant. And when the aliens finally look at us after we've done killed ourselves, they're going to laugh and say, what a bunch of bozos. These human beings are so stupid, they squandered the Earth's resources that they can't get back on pleasure. Not necessities, not food, not protection. Pleasure. Fleeting pleasure. It's insanity personified. It's insanity to the extreme. It's infinite insanity. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's right. And it's true that, you know, none of this present stuff is really necessary. And I got, my boys got one present each from me. And also my oldest son's girlfriend, I think that they're more or less common law marriage now, from what I gather. She got a present too. So, and all of the presents were all fake. And do you know something? They looked at their presents and they went, wow, Mum, you put so much work into these. We can tell they're beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the look of amazement on my son's girlfriend's face when she opened her present and saw what was in it, which was a handmade coin purse made out of pop. And this box felt of a fox that was wrapped off. There was a fox tub. I brought it to the center. It's been lying on. Well, I'm not going to make this lady, but I'll get that fox belt, and I make a pointer at the fox. I made that leather.
We'll be right.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that Title 42 would remain in place for the time being, delaying the potential for a huge increase in illegal crossings. In a brief, unsigned order by the Supreme Court, the justices stopped a trial judge's ruling that would have lifted the measure, creating more havoc at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden, vacationing in St. Croix, spoke to reporters near the tarmac.
The court is not going to decide until
chili, apparently, and in the meantime, we have to enforce it.
More than 30 people have died in the Buffalo, New York area after a strong winter storm blanketed it, making it one of the deadliest blizzards there in decades. Erie County executives said three additional deaths were confirmed Tuesday, bringing the area's official number to 31. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has been authorized to coordinate efforts in the greater Buffalo metro area, announced Tuesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch today, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the storm and, the feds were going to send some help to Buffalo, state of emergency. I wonder how well that's working out. Class, nobody's coming. Nobody's coming. You know, the people who are in charge, the top 3%, the people that make the rules, tell you what to do, they go on vacation when things get rough. You know, when the going gets tough, they go on vacation. And so you've heard in the news that the federal funding bill included 45B, as in billion, for Ukraine. And so what are they going to do with it? Well, they're going to buy some drones. And they're going to figure out how to make these drones kamikazes. as if they don't have kamikaze drones already. And where would they get these drones from? So you and I, those of us who are forced to donate to the federal cause, are funding this, whether it be through inflation, printing, or whether it be through forced taxation. So you are donating to the destruction of the planet. I don't care what anybody says. When we blow things up, when we frack, when we detonate atomic weapons, when we excavate with explosives, you know, like from the air, and set fire to infrastructure, pipelines, power generation systems, distillation systems, refineries, the grid, that all pollutes the planet. So this 45B with a billion is money spent, given to Ukraine for the destruction of the planet. There's got to be a better way. There are two guys with a bunch of cheering people on the sidelines throwing money at these two guys. One guy is in Russia and the other guy is in Ukraine, and they're slugging it out, beating the world up in the process. People, places, things, nouns. They're beating up the planet. It's not necessary. This has got to stop. The aliens will be laughing at us when the smoke all clears. And they say, that's too bad. You know, these guys built airplanes, and they built trains, and they built personal transportation vehicles, and they powered their washing machines. They had it pretty good until they got so greedy they blew themselves up. That's where we're going. And you can't fix it. We've got homos in Washington in charge of really important areas, like transportation, like nuclear disposition, waste disposition systems. We've got people who are so greedy, they only think of themselves, they get the job, they get the title, they get the pay, and then they go and don't show up for work. We've got guys wearing dresses, lipstick. The aliens will be laughing at us. Well, they're probably laughing at us right now, and have been for quite a while. We have the worst management system of the United States that's ever happened. And you can't do anything about it. Your vote does not count, in my opinion. By the way, don't believe anything I say. I'm just a farmer. What do I know? But I can tell you this. There are people who claim to know, and they have microphones, and they have cameras on them, and they are in the media, and they say things like, let me regurgitate the news for you. And, by the way, this is tough, you know, broadcasting 2 hours a day. I need to go on vacation. They say things like that. And they beg for money. I have to tell you that other than Dane Wigington, USA Prepares has no friends in terms of individual broadcasters. None. We have friends at Genesis Communications Network. We have wonderful friends at the network. World class. But in terms of peers, we don't have any peers that like us. None. Gwyneth, do you think that's true? It's true.
Yeah. If there was another show that I came across like USA Prepares, I'd be listening to it as well. I haven't come across anything. And I listen to a lot of talk radio, and I actively seek out new shows to give them a listen. You know, because I work a lot on my farm. I download talk radio shows to my phone for me to listen to while I'm, you know, out and about with my spade and my axe on my paddock. You know, it helps to make the time go quick. And it helps for me to keep a track of the time as well, because otherwise I'll work myself for 3 hours and not even realize that 3 hours have gone, and then wonder why I'm absolutely exhausted. this is it. And I can't do that because it'll, you know, I'll knock myself out. I just get into a work mode. But this is it. I haven't come across anything like USA Prepares at all. Not in the whole. And if anyone knows of another show like USA Prepares, I'd love to hear about it. I'd love to start listening to it. But I'll tell you what. You need to, out there in the class, you need to sit up and you need to pay attention right now, because your very survival depends on what you do, okay? Going into the future, there are electrical transformers that have been knocked offline that may never come back. So there's areas where there's 70,000 people with no electricity, and that electricity might not come back on because they may need a new electrical transformer because of the storm, you know? This is it. And you've got to think, what am I going to do if the electricity goes away and never comes back? Well, you've got to think that 150 years ago, nobody had electricity. Or very few people. Or I don't think anyone did. How did people used to do it back then? This is how I always think about my life. Because I guess I had an advantage. I had a dad who was into engineering, model engineering, and he was a member of the Model Engineering Society, which is the little tiny locomotives that go around on the little tiny locomotive tracks that are parked near you. And they give children rides so that the children can see what a steam locomotive is. And my dad used to build these steam locomotives. He built three of them. But the park where his steam locomotive ran was a historical museum. And it wasn't a dusty old museum. It was a living history museum. So I got to see, you know, Dad would be running his locomotive and he'd say, oh, you can go and, you know, just go and explore the museum. And I said, thanks, Dad. You know, and I'd be, you know, somewhere between the age of 9 and 15, and I would go and have a look at the museum. And I'd see the blacksmith working his forge, making things. I remember one day, I was about 15 years old. It was a short time. Actually, I was 16. It was a short time before I came to Australia. The blacksmith was there. Oh, no, it was a guy operating a stationary steam engine. They had a stationary steam engine on site. And this guy was running the stationary steam engine. And he had a whole lot of cedar boards, huge cedar boards, about, you know, an inch and a half thick. And he was throwing them into this furnace for the stationary steam engine. And there was this beautiful, big cedar board. And I said, can I have that? And he said, yeah, sure, I'm only going to throw it into the furnace in a minute. If you can think of something useful to do with it, then you might as well have it. And so I said, gee, thanks, mister. And so I was very excited. I took up the cedar board, put it under my arm, and I walked off to my dad. And I said, hey, Dad, look what I found. And you know what my dad said? He said, that's a beautiful piece of cedar. Where did you find that? And I said, they're going to throw it into the fire. I took it home. Actually, I got another couple of boards while I was there as well. And I took these boards home and I made them into a old-fashioned stool. And the stool had absolutely no metal parts. It was made with these cedar boards, and it was all held together with oak plugs instead of screws or bolts. Now, who knows how to do that anymore? Nobody knows how to do that. But I had an idea. When I saw the cedar board sitting there, I had an idea of making this old-fashioned stool with the cedar board. And now and again, I've been doing that sort of thing all through my life. And I don't think anybody does that anymore. That's my idea of having fun.
I do.
Oh,
and,
now you.
When we look through our slabs of wood, we'll find an unusual piece, and it does not go into the fire. It gets put in the barn, and it gets put in a position where it won't curl, won't wane, will stay flat, and we save it for later. And what's later, I don't know. Whatever we're going to use it for, it's too good to throw away, it's too good to burn, and we don't have the time nor the exact plan for it, but we know we're going to use it.
Like that little fox cub that I saw roadkill by the side of the road a few years back. And I made whoever it was driving me around stop, picked it up, I put it in the back of the vehicle. And my friend, I don't know what my friend thought of me, but I said, oh, what are you going to do with that? I said, oh, I'll take it home. I'll feed the carcass to my dogs. I'll get, that's a beautiful piece of fox fur. I'll tan it. Now, you know, this is it. And I didn't know what I was going to do with that little piece of foxskin. It wasn't even a very big piece of foxskin. But it made a lovely purse for a Christmas present for my son's girlfriend. Yeah. And she held this little purse, and she was turning it over from one hand to the other. And you could tell that she'd never seen anything like that in all of her life. And I said, I made that leather. I got that fox cub and I skinned it and I made the leather. And I took that leather and I turned it into that purse. Now, this is it. These are the sorts of skills that are actually going to be really, really needed in the coming times. Because now it's an interesting diverse. Something I do for fun from time to time. But in the future, knowing how and a cult could well be the difference between life and death. This is it.
Yeah, and that's where the term he doesn't have a pot to pee in comes from, because urine is used in tanning leather. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah, we're here. And class tomorrow, just as a preview, Kathy, USA Prepares domestic engineering instructor, will be interviewing me. She's got a lot of questions about electricity. And this has been brought to you because the storm, the anomalies in the grid. So she has a lot of questions. So I don't know exactly all of what she's going to ask me, but that's going to be tomorrow. And I do have two solutions that I have deployed that are working to solve the undervoltage conditions within a range and the overvoltage conditions within a range. And the range is the typical range that would destroy your equipment, your electric motors, and your electronics. So I have, and your of course, your computers, routers, video players, flat screens, those kinds of things. So I do have some solutions. It's not a be-all, end-all, but I think it'll be worth listening to. And we might even broach the subject that has never been talked about, maybe just on USA Prepares, which is called the 5% blocking design. 5% blocking design. You can look it up. You won't find it, but we'll flesh that out if Kathy wants to tomorrow. So it ought to be a pretty interesting class. And then Friday it's Greg. And I talked to Greg. He should have an outstanding class on Friday, and at Bert as well. So back to Gwyneth. Gwyneth, I think we're in a lot of trouble. I don't see any solutions that are, you know, viable to fix the supply chain. Tesla stock is down like around 70% for the year. Big techs have fallen out of favor. People have figured out that big tech means big spy. Big tech has gotten big because of government handouts and subsidies. Tesla would not be where it is without government handouts. Elon Musk would not be where he is without government handouts. Neither would any of the other big players. They've all gotten huge, huge, huge government handouts. The ones that y'all didn't get. And I got an email from Justin, and he said, yes, also experiencing technical difficulties. And he refreshes his screen, but sometimes it's unsuccessful. And he says that he thinks the stream distribution server is overstressed and or hacked. So he says that it seems that they're disrupting instructors' calls and interrupting the feed for listeners. Even the rebroadcast has moments of silence and evidence of disruptions over the previous few days. That's from USA Prepared student Justin. Justin, thank you for that. Arjun, thank you. Class, thank you for being with us. Thank you for being loyal. Thank you for staying in class, taking notes, paying attention, and using the information that you've learned and deploying it for your benefit. That's why we're here. That's why we volunteered. Nobody gets paid. Nobody gets paid at USA Prepared. Not me, no one else. We have no commercials, no revenue stream, nothing. It's just the pure passion that we have to teach what we believe is right and that works and that is happening all around us. That's what we do. We do it because we feel compelled. I asked every single one of your instructors at some point in time, have you felt an out-of-body presence? You might call it God. You might call it divine intervention. Have you felt a out-of-body presence that has guided you to be an instructor to teach at USA Prepares? And 100% of your instructors have said yes. 100%. And we have had people who have, there's been 300 of us at one over the years, instructors, and every one of them has said yes, and they have been from different points of view on and different faiths. Everyone has felt the same thing. Gwyneth, you want to respond to that?
Yeah, I would say yes. I believe that the Holy Spirit led me to. First of all, getting in touch with you, Vincent. I think I just called you up on the phone one day. This was back in the day when your phone number was on your website. And I saw your phone number, and the Holy Spirit prompted my heart and said, give this guy a call. I went, okay, Lord. And so I did. And that was how I came to talk with you. And I don't know what you thought of that initial conversation. I suspect that you thought something like, wow, this is an amazing lady.
Well, that's exactly what I thought. And when our phone number was published, you know, here at the farm, we got calls from all over the world. All over the world. Central America, South America, Europe, the islands. I mean, all over the world. And I can't do it anymore. I'm overwhelmed. I'm just trying to keep the farm together. And I'm trying to, you know, keep the broadcast viable and current and alive. And I can't take calls. I can't even take calls from Gwyneth when she calls sometimes. I can't do it because I'm overwhelmed. It's not that I don't want to. I can't.
That's fun.
Gwyneth, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge. And your stick-to-itiveness is certainly appreciated. Your knowledge base is appreciated. Class, USA Prepares, I believe, has the finest instructors of any broadcast anywhere on the planet. Thank you all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.